It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Think. Let's welcome tonight's guest. He may not be the governor, but he sure puts me in a state. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin. She's a sign language interpreter's worst nightmare. Host of the Fox True Crime Podcast, Emily Campagno. Birds throw her French fries in the park. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Tiff. And parents, hide your grandmothers. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, sure, and former NWA World Champion. Hunter's art dealer throws him under the bus, and the crackhead's appearance causes a fuss. Hunter Biden surprised everyone when he unexpectedly popped up at a House committee hearing to hold him in contempt this morning. That's a switch. Usually it's only parts of Hunter that pop up. He even brought his so-called sugar brother with him, meaning the lawyer who gives him millions of dollars for no apparent reason. Hunter dodged reporters' questions but was unable to dodge our very own Hillary Vaughn.
Mr. Biden, why did you put your dad on speakerphone?
So Hunter asked her, do you have a dad? Does he call you? But aren't those the same question he poses to hookers?
During the selection process.
Yes, yes. Exactly. Who's your daddy?
Don't have one? Come with
Who's your daddy? Does he call you? Meanwhile, Hunter's art dealer confessed that Hunter actually knew most of the people who bought his pieces, contrary to what the White House kept telling us. Remember how an ethics plan was supposed to keep the buyers a secret to avoid conflicts of interest with the White House? Turns out the plan was as real as Joe's imaginary friend. In fact, House Oversight Chair James Comer says Dem donors purchased a vast majority of Hunter's paintings, including one woman, Elizabeth Hirsch Naftali, who got a cushy appointment to a commission after purchasing his art for tens of thousands of dollars. Not bad for a guy who only picked up a paintbrush a couple of years ago because he thought he could smoke it. Now, he wasn't the only political person of interest who bought Hunter's paintings. We actually got our hands on more of the documents that reveal more buyers. Here's a piece that Liz Warren bought. Here's a picture Kamala Harris bought. Here's what the mayor of San Francisco bought. Here's something Hillary Clinton snatched up. And this is what her husband Bill bought.
I think that was too old, though.
Yeah, probably. Like, you know, Emily, I love how the people always defend this by saying there's no direct evidence of cash changing hands. Isn't that what defines money laundering? There is no direct exchange. Nobody goes, here's $1 million, Hunter Biden. Give it to your dad. It's not, that's not how it works.
And in terms of that, I think the clearest it would ever get is what exactly was laid out before us, which is the vast majority of those purchasers of Hunter's weak to totally poor art were Democratic donors. And that main one who enjoyed a cushy commission spot right after she dropped $850,000 on a piece of And we're supposed to accept this as, oh, he's natural? I mean, at what point do the Democrats look themselves in the mirror and say, I can't believe everyone is buying these lies out of our mouths? And at what point will they agree to some type of accountability? Comer is spending the majority of his paycheck ascertaining just how horrible, how corrupt of a family the Bidens are. And that's the tip of the iceberg for what we're learning. Mm. And by the way, that Hillary Vaughn exchange with Biden, it's really notable that he did not deny it. Yeah. And not only did he not deny it, but he insinuated that the president or vice president at the time called him. So when she said, why did you put your dad on speakerphone? He says, doesn't your dad call you? Mm-hmm. So is that what happened, Hunter? Did your dad call you during those business meetings? So many questions need to have answers. And the Democrats laughing this off or trying to explain it off, it's not good enough.
Kat, did you catch any of that stuff this morning? The so-called circus? I saw some of it in the elevator.
Kind of same.
Yeah. Do you think we should buy this? We could totally expense it. Why we should buy one of his paintings and have it here on the set.
Okay, well, I know we wouldn't do that. And I know for a fact that, so they said the majority of them are Democratic donors. I would say 100% of people who bought the paintings were looking for people to at least think they had influence. So
yeah.
If you bought it and Hunter knew about it, that's obvious. But if you bought it and he doesn't know about it, you hope that people will think that you have those connections because you have the painting.
Yes.
I know for a fact that everyone's buying it for influence and not buying it because they like how it looks because of one reason, which is there are no prints of it being sold as posters on Amazon.
That's true. That's
Monet,
where I get all
yes. Van Gogh, yes. Biden, no.
No, not at all. Tyrus, it's more like Joe's fault than Hunter, because Hunter just assumed Joe was going to retire so no one would know about all this. And then he decided to run. I blame Joe.
No, I blame Hunter.
Okay.
1,000. The only thing I don't get is he knows he can't keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, if you are trying to do dirt and you have it all on, let's say, a laptop, you don't take it to a place that specializes in fixing laptops and can see all the evidence and hiding it there. So that was the first clue that he's not the slickest one when mm-hmm. it comes to hiding stuff. Mm-hmm. He's also like that with childbearing. So he's just not good at hiding stuff. I think this whole thing was a miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
I think he showed up today thinking it was something else. I think because, you know, he's been on the run,
yeah.
he's been laying low, he heard a rumor that there was a sex party
yeah.
in the Senate floor. He brought his homeboys. They walked in. They're like,
what?
Where the f*** is the naked people? Why are we? Yo, bro, I think this is your hearing. What?
Yeah.
So I think it was more of that. And then he thought he was going to have that Animal House moment
mm-hmm.
where he gets out and walks out and deems Worms and stands up. That's it. You're finished, pal. You're done. You're through. We're going to take your charter. No, they were just like, get out, crackhead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just... He just does things. I think at this point, Joe and Jill should start thinking about maybe aborting. Is it called late term?
That's a super late term. Ultra late term. And I think it is legal.
Yes.
I think it is legal. The Dems will be pro. You know.
Well,
maybe he was expecting a sexual Congress, not an actual Congress,
yeah.
Lee. Is the administration's goal is to just make this, you know, they have to protect Joe, right? Is that possible?
So far, they've been able to protect him. I mean, over the course of the first year or so of the Trump administration, when Don Jr. would already testify 3 times in these closed-door depositions, and Hunter and James Biden and Sarah Biden, I mean, they haven't had one closed-door deposition yet. They're just kind of running out the clock into what is now the election year. And for these Democrats who are covering for the Bidens, and they keep on saying that there's no evidence of absolutely anything. If the shoe was on the other foot, if Donald Trump was sitting in the White House and one of his kids decided to take up finger painting too, and they sell one of these pieces for a massive sum of money, and then the buyer ends up getting all sorts of access or benefit from the administration, man, these Democrats would be losing their minds.
Yeah.
They'd be looking for, you know, 1,000 years imprisonment for the entire family. They'd want hundreds of millions of dollars to get paid in fine. They will want investigations and impeachments and hangings.
Mm-hmm.
We all see this for exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they are successfully running out the clock, and there is this thing in November called an election.
Right.
They don't have to keep them there for 4 more years.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll see, won't we? I just coined that phrase, we'll see. That's why I'm the host. Up next, he lost his CNN checks. Now he'll make money on X. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Greg's happiest day ever. All right.
I'm truly in heaven. It's the return of Don Lemon. Yeah, the former CNN host has announced his new show on X. X, of course, is also the Roman numeral 10, which is how many viewers Don used to get on CNN. Says, quote, "I've heard you, and today I am back bigger, bolder, freer." I hope he's not talking about going commando. But he says, "I've heard you." Who is you? Who is he talking about? Was there a clamoring for his return, and was it coming from the voices in his head? Or when he hears someone at the many bars he frequents ask for a lemon, did he assume they meant him? Sorry, the only thing we heard after he was fired was, how did he last so long? He's calling the show the Don Lemon Show and adds, I know now more than ever that we need a place for honest debate and discussion without the hall monitors. This is just the beginning, so stay tuned. Wow, calling out the hall monitors. He just launched, and he's already making fun of his old co-worker, Brian Stelter. So Don claims his new show will feature honest debate, but is he suggesting that he didn't actually believe all the nightly he was spewing before, like when he denied there was a crime problem in New York and mocked us for trying to address it?
If you watch a certain state TV and you listen to conservative media, you would think that, you know, entire cities are just, you know, embroiled in fights and fires and whatever. We went out and had a great dinner in New York City tonight. People actually walked up to us and said, thank you for, I watch you every night.
That never happened. And could it be that he now believes a woman in her 50s is not past her prime?
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
And he now claims CNN actually held him back from what? This is the guy who once said a missing plane might have fallen into a black hole, and they just kept rolling.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error? But what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on. They're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which has a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
On the plus side, if Don's show is a failure, he will claim all his viewers got sucked into a black hole. Tyrus, I am making fun of him, but I couldn't be happier.
No, you know, it just, which Don Lemon are we going to get?
Yeah.
Are we going to get Don Lemon before President Trump ran? Because that Don Lemon wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with half the stuff he said, but I could stomach it. It was the traumatic, oh my God, the redheaded monsters in guy that lost his mind. So it'll be interesting to see. But this is why Elon Musk is cool as because he would, you're going to have on X on any given day, Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Hopefully back to back.
Yeah.
So if you are looking for an idea or an angle on anything, that should pretty much cover it.
Yeah.
Except, of course, right here on the Greg Gutfeld show.
Yes.
But other than that, yeah. So, you know, I believe in redemption. I believe that everyone should have an opportunity. So you know, go to town. It just depends. I think he's going to try to attack.
Yes.
He's scorned.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, he's starting a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
but he's the one who got dumped from the last one.
Yeah.
So is he changed or is he just putting on a little smiley face? And next thing we know, Juicy Smollett is going to be on there singing background music for his new album. So we don't know.
Yeah, that's true, though, Kat. It's like, what is he going to do? I'm for one, I'm very excited.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Like, what did he want to say that he couldn't say? I'm interested. Like, we're going to get to know him. Wouldn't it be funny if he actually really leans into, like, red pill edgelord?
Yeah.
Like, we're thinking he's going to be liberal. He's like, if you're not pregnant, why not? You know? If you're over 35, you make me throw up, like that kind of stuff. But it is obviously a very smart move by Elon. I do hear that all the time. by Elon Musk, because there was that narrative going forever that okay, now it's the highest talker. Okay, now this whole entire website is a right-wing thing, which you can't say that anymore now, unless, of course, Don Lemon does take the route that I was simply joking about. And that'll be a big surprise for everyone.
Yeah. Lee, here's the best part. If Lemon was still at CNN, he would say Musk is a threat to free speech. Mm-hmm. Now he works for Musk, and he's going to say he's the savior of free speech.
I mean, this is like a big-time 180. Tyrus and Kat, spot on. It really depends what kind of Don Lemon we get. What kind of self-reflection has he done before he since he left CNN? Is this going to be a person who's learned from his lessons and maybe he wants a better to be a better self? And I'm all for second chances on something like this. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, give him the shot. However, if he is acting like the old Don Lemon that got booted, man, that is blown quickly. A lot of people who are giving him the benefit of the doubt and they will give him that second shot, man, they know him. They know Don Lemon, and they're ready to pull that plug.
Yeah, you know, Emily, to work on this new show, he actually got time off from his job at Olive Garden.
I mean, here's my take. I think you were so generous just now in your analysis. Because if he was really listening to the voices, I've heard you, I've listened to your voices, they were all saying, shut up.
Yeah.
He is such a blow. What is he talking about? I don't care what he has to say. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah.
What actual thoughtful, insightful opinion or analysis did he ever give? When he talks about the hall monitors, yeah, bro, it's because what you said was blatantly against the state constitution in which you reside that apparently is super peaceful, and also against all workplace laws and regulations.
Yeah.
So for you to come back and think that we care what you have to say, to me, save it. Have your show in the backyard and talk to the mirror.
There you go. All right. He hasn't even started, and he's already getting hate mail from Emily. Out of time. Thanks to Lee Zeldin, Emily Cabano, Tim Tyrus, studio audience. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.